So we can all probably agree tents are great when you're camping, but they have their problems when put to more serious uses like shelter for refugees. They flood, they tear, they barely keep out the wind. Our next guest has invented something that could take care of all these issues. William Crawford is the co-creator of Concrete Canvas, a unique fabric impregnated with cement. You simply inflate the canvas and add water, just add water, to create a bulletproof shelter. Hi, Will. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Faith. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I'm very impressed by this. Can I really just add water and make myself a new concrete house? How does it work?
Well, essentially, that's exactly what you need to do. You have inflatable plastic inner that you fill with air, concrete cloth on the outside that you spray with water. You then leave it for 24 hours. The concrete goes hard. You can let the air out, and then you have a building that's ready to use.
I mean, can I choose what it looks like? Can I order up a Tudor or a nice Cape Cod?
No, unfortunately not. They're fairly limited in the shape they have to be.
Will, what would happen if within that 24 hours it rained on top of the tent while you're waiting for it to dry? Would it still work?
Well, one of the clever things about the cloth is it's a fixed volume, and that means that you can't overhydrate it. So actually, if it rained on it, it wouldn't be a problem and may even help.
Oh, my God. My jaw keeps dropping as you explain this. How big and heavy are the cloth and the structures it makes?
At the moment, we make them in three sizes, 16 square meters, 25 square meters, and the largest, which is 54 square meters.
And so how much does that mean they weigh before assembly?
Well, the smallest one is just under half a ton. So that's light enough to fit in the back of a pickup truck or in a light aircraft.
I understand that you and your partner, Peter Bruin, got the idea from a trip to Uganda, where you were at some refugee camps.
Yeah, that was some years ago now. We spent 5 weeks in Uganda. It's a very interesting country. There's a lot of aid agencies, and it was a very good place to go and have a look at the types of shelters which are used by aid organizations at the moment.
And so, Will, what have you and Peter created that is an upgrade from existing tents and emergency shelters? Why is concrete canvas better?
Well, existing tents, I think you touched on it at the beginning, they're made only of canvas. And if you're deploying them in harsh environments, they last very little time. In fact, reports from the UN of canvas tents lasting as little as 3 weeks in Afghanistan. That's due to the wind and the sand abrasion. And that's particularly important in cold climates. Tents can't take a snow load either. So essentially what you've got is a building that's as quick and easy to put up as a tent, but provides all the advantages of a hard building in terms of security, insulation, longevity.
So, Will, who's interested in buying your shelters? Where is it being used around the world right now?
Well, at the moment, we've had a huge amount of interest from aid organizations, including MSF, which is Medicines Sans Frontières, which I believe is Doctors Without Borders.
Oui.
Several of the UN aid organizations.
Finally, Will, you may know that we have this really awful subprime housing crisis here in the U.S. Do you think maybe we could just add water and grow some houses?
Yes, certainly. If you want to place some orders, you can get in touch.
Thank you. I would like you to design me a nice two-story A-frame.
No problem.
Will, congratulations on this, and thank you very much for explaining it to us.
Okay, no problem. It was a pleasure.
William Crawford is the co-creator of Concrete Canvas. To learn more about him and to see a photo of what the Concrete Canvas tent or building can look like, please visit our website, morefairgame.org.